Come here. Come here. Mommy's got you. Oh, little boy. Give your mommy a kiss. Yes, I know that I'm your mother, and that I'm naked, and covered in slippery, oily lotion. I crawled into bed with you tonight so I could tell you a story. Now let's get your undies off. There. That's better. Now mommy can rub her slippery body up against every single inch of you. And there's nothing you can do about it. Speaking of single inches, I have a story and a proposition for you. First, kiss mommy all over her big, juicy lips for a little bit to get me in the mood. Yeah, that's it. Kiss mommy. Here, let me just... Oh? What's wrong? You don't like it when I play with your nipples? Oh, but they're so cute and sensitive. So you're saying you don't like it when I do this? You say you don't like it when I touch your cock either? Okay, fine. I won't touch you like that. Oops, I did it anyway. Now mommy's giving you a hand job. Yes. Buck up into my hand. Your tiny little cock is so hard for me. You're doing so well. Don't worry, though. I've made it impossible for you to come until I let you. So, you'd better let me start my story. You see, I've been talking to your older sister. Well, more talking dirty in the shower about how small your cock is while we have passionate freaky sex. And well, baby, we don't want you to go your whole life without ever having sex with a girl. So what if, hypothetically, you became free use for me and your sister? Oh, you don't have to decide just yet. Let me describe a few scenarios of how this would work and how good it'll feel. So you know how your sister sleeps in my bed with me, showers with me, and basically worships me? Well, my relationship with her is much more than that of other mother-daughter relationships. I think you're finally old enough to know the truth. Mommy. Your fingers feel so good. Mommy.
Yeah, you like mommy's fingers in your pussy. Good girl.
You see, we've been fucking since she turned 18. Ever since her birthday, she's been my personal, obedient little makeout partner and pleasure girl. You would not believe how much she loves my lips and my fingers. Anyway, the reason I crawled into bed with you tonight is my story. Your sister and I have been talking. She's told me how many times she's caught you masturbating. And how small your cock is. Of course, I already knew that you were perverted. And tiny-dicked. It wasn't news to me. What surprised me was that you were so bold and let her catch you. It's almost like you're asking for it. Like you knew it was possible all along. She talked about just how hard you were beating that little dick right outside her room, peeking in her door, trying to get a glimpse of her hot teenage body. Yep. Everything. Every little detail. And, well, that gave me an idea. I'm gonna tell you a few stories, actually. Glimpses of what could be, or what's going to be. How you and me and your sister can get along and have fun together. Doesn't that sound nice? Let's begin. Hey, little brother. Now that you're free use, I love that you have to do all the dishes. And that you have to be naked. Makes it so easy to just play with your nipples. And fondle your little cock. Let's see how much I can toy with you without you getting distracted. Don't drop any dishes. Can you focus while I kiss your face? Oh, you're squirming so much. I'm just gonna kiss my way down to your little cock. And kiss it right on the little tip. You know, you've grown into such a big boy. If we weren't brother and sister, I'd totally give you a blowjob. In fact, I think I'll give you one anyway. Oh, you like Big Sister's lips wrapped around your cock, don't you? I can already feel your little dick twitching in my mouth. Does that mean you're about to come? I can't believe you let your own big sister make you come in my mouth.
And so quickly, too. Wow. Honestly, it shouldn't be surprising. Your cock is so much smaller than the other bigger ones I've had inside me. The ones I let come deep inside my pussy. You're lucky I paid attention to it at all, little brother. Now finish your chores. You see, that's just one of many possibilities. You could be doing all sorts of things around the house and just get taken advantage of. Maybe when you're doing laundry, your sister could push you against the washing machine and say, "Time to kiss big sister." Of course I'm playing with your nipples. It's because you're my good boy. Or she could come up to you while you're cleaning the refrigerator. Your nipples would be so hard and cold from the air inside the fridge. Hey, little brother. Turn around. I'm in a second bite on your nipples while I jerk you off. You like me stroking our little dick, don't you, brother? What's the meanest thing I could do to you right now, huh? Ooh, I know. Open that container of mashed potatoes. That's right. Now fuck it for me. Just hump your little cock into the mashed potatoes. Oh, it's so cold and squishy and unpleasant, isn't it? Oh, if it's that bad, why do I already see you screwing up your little face trying not to come? Just do it, little brother. Come in the potatoes for me. Oh my god, you did it! You really are free use. Now I think you should eat them. Or she could help you when you're sick, feverish, in real need of love and care. Hey, little brother. I'm so sorry you're not feeling good. I brought a thermometer to check your temperature. Oh, this one's special, though. It vibrates. Let me see that little asshole. I'll slide it in. And... oh, there we go. Does it feel good vibrating away inside your asshole? I'll bet it does. It would feel even better if I jerked you off, wouldn't it? Poor little brother. So sick. Helpless. Good thing your big sister's here to comfort you. Stroke your cock. That's right, little lipstick. It'll make you feel better. There you go. She might even decide to just crawl into your bed and give you the best blowjob of your life. Not that you've had one before, but how could anything live up to your sister's hot mouth wrapped around your little cock, baby? Picture it now. Shh. Don't make any noise, little brother. I'm here to give you a present. Take down your pants. I guess you had a present for me, too. Come on in, little boy. Mommy's taking a bath. You can get in the tub with me and get nice and clean. Oh, that's right. Sit in between my legs. Your back against my chest. I'm gonna soak up your little cock. And we'll get it all clean. Mommy's gonna jerk your cock off with all these nice bubbles. And you're gonna come for mommy. While I kiss your neck. And your shoulders. That's right, baby. Jerk into mommy's hand. I can feel you shaking. There you go, little boy. Come for mommy. Get it all out. There you go. But I wonder what would happen if I just kept going. If I keep jerking that little cock. So needy. I'll bet you would. Oh, I knew it. He's spurting all over mommy's hand and into the tub again. Twice. Right in a row. What a good boy you are for mommy.
Hey, little brother, what are you? Are you masturbating in the shower? After everything we do for you, all the opportunities you have to come, you still want to rub one out like a shameful little teenager, alone? Oh, that won't do. Let me in here. Move. You deserve to be punished.
Maybe I'll just pinch you all over. Oh my god, look at your stiff little boner. It's twitching while I punish you. I think it's dirty still, little bro. We need to get you all clean. I'm gonna put some body wash in between my thighs. And now, you're gonna slide your little cock in between them. Back and forth. Oh, you're so into this already. Probably because you know it's the closest you'll ever get to a pussy. Don't worry. Big sister will always be willing to let you get off between my thighs like this. In fact, I don't think you should be allowed to shower or bathe at all without me present. To avoid things like this in the future. Got it? If you're okay with that, then I'm gonna start kissing you. That's right. Hump between sister's thighs. Keep going, little boy. Such a greedy thing. Are you done scrubbing the floor for mommy yet? You've been at it all afternoon. Maybe you're trying to work out some frustration. You know you're supposed to let me help you with that. Lay down on the floor. I know it's wet. I don't care. Lay down on the floor for mommy. Oh, good thing your little cock is already hard. Mommy's gonna ride you. Here we go. I can barely feel it. But I'll bet to you it feels like heaven. Having mommy's pussy all around you. Me rocking back and forth on top of you. your little cock could never get mommy off. It's more about the power from me. That's right. Come for mommy. Come for mommy because I'm completely in control. There it is, little boy. I can feel you spurting into me. Oh. But you know what? I don't feel like stopping. I'm gonna make you come again and again and again using my pussy. Oh, I'm so sensitive, isn't it, baby? Oh, then come for me again. Do it. Come for mommy's pussy. Come in mommy's pussy. There's number two. Oh, and your little face is all screwed up in pain. I'll bet you're so sensitive now. Mommy wants one more. Give it to me. Give mommy that third load. It's all mine. I have complete power over you, and you will give me what I want. Oh, there it is. What a good boy to come for mommy three times in a row.
And you're shaking. No matter. Finish scrubbing the floor, please. I think it's gotten a little dirtier. Oh, little brother. Oh my god. You know you don't have to masturbate like this. You can just ask me to do it for you. Here, let me get in bed with you. I have a surprise for you. I saw you before, you know. Outside my bedroom door, stroking your cock, watching me get fucked by the boy next door.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Daddy, yes. Fuck me just like that, Daddy. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Come inside your little girl, Daddy. Oh, please, Daddy, please.
You see, I call him Daddy because his cock is so much bigger than yours. Actually, I usually let him come deep inside me. He makes me climax so hard I can't help but call him Daddy. And let me tell you what, my daddy, he lets out such a big load when he comes. Last time I made him use a condom just to prove it. Here, look and see for yourself. Mm-hmm. What's this? I think you know what it is. It's the condom my daddy just used while he was fucking me. Here, feel it against your face. I think it's still warm. I'm just gonna smack it against your cheeks. You know, it would be a shame if you never experienced what a real man's load feels like against your skin. Ooh, you know what I'll do? I was gonna have you swallow this yummy, yummy daddy cum, but you know what? It's also great as lube. We can pick up right where you left off, and I promise, it'll feel 1,000 times better than just your 2 little fingers stroking the cock. Here, if you don't want to let me jerk you off with Daddy's cum, don't let me kiss you. Yes, you do want my daddy's cum on your little baby cock. That's a good little boy. That's funny. My little brother has a little cock and is a good little boy. Okay. Here we go. Are you ready to feel a real man's cum on your little cock? Let me empty it all out. Oh, it's so thick and squishy. That's a good baby brother. Can you feel his cum dripping down your little shaft? Well, can I even call it a shaft? Look, I know it's confusing. Maybe one day I'll let you fuck me to show you how impossible it would be for you to make me cum with this little thing. In the meantime, I'll just stroke it for you, all covered in daddy cum. Ooh, good boy. You love this, don't you?
Oh, you're so pathetic. Listen to you squish, ugh, and hump and jerk against my hand. Oh my god. I'm gonna put the condom on you. I can tell you're about to come. Already? Oh my god, me making fun of you made it happen. Oh. That's so cute. I guess what? I'm not stopping. Oh, I know it must be sensitive already. Keep going. The faster you come for me, as many times as I want, the faster you'll be released from this torture. And there's number two. Oh, surely you can go again. And quickly. I'm just gonna jerk you faster. Ah. Now that the daddy comes all warmed up, it's so slick and slippery. I'll bet it feels so good against your teeny little weenie. Oh, number three. Guess what? I want another one. I'm gonna work you as fast as I can. Your slippery little penis covered in daddy cum. And you're gonna come into this condom one more time for me. That's right. Four times. Do it, little brother. Do it for me. Oh my god, you are so pathetic. You love me being so mean to you about how little your cock is, about how bad you would be at sex, how easy it is to make you come. Wow. Open your mouth. I'm gonna pour all four of your loads from the condom into it. Now swish it and gargle. Now! Oh, I've got a little bit dribbling in the corner of your mouth. Here, let's sissy get it for you. Don't swallow. Give it to me instead. Take it back. Now your turn. Swish and gargle, just like you're at the dentist. Back to me. Open up. And I think all of it is back in your mouth. Now swallow. Oh, look at your face. Mortified. But you're such a good little boy for Big Sister. You might have noticed by now, baby boy, that Mummy isn't exactly human. What I've been showing you, what I've been forcing you to feel, that's my version of magic. And I can use it to control the bodies of other people. You know what? I think I want a delicious little sundae. I'm gonna squirt this chocolate syrup between my thighs. You're gonna lie down across my lap so your little cock slides in between them. And your ass is up in the air. Now I'm gonna cover my finger with chocolate syrup and slide it into your little hole. Now hump up and down between my legs and up under my finger. Oh, I can feel your cock twitching against my thighs every time my finger goes inside you. Oh, you know what? I almost forgot the whipped cream. I'm gonna spray it all over you. But first, feel how cold it is against your taint. Here's some for your balls. And now, I'm gonna stick the nozzle right into your hole. Shh. It's all right. It's just a little bit of cream in your butt. That's it, sweetie. Mommy's got you. Keep humping between my legs. I want the final ingredient for this sundae. Your sweet cream. Let it out for Mommy. Oh, you don't want to? I just told you that I have magic. Mommy can make you give me your sweet, delicious cream using my powers. Here, feel this finger inside you. I'm just gonna... There you go. Come for Mommy. Keep doing it. Just spurting profusely, continuously, a steady, reliable stream. Oh, such a good boy. Keep going. Mommy's gonna make you come over and over again. You're gonna keep humping until you're all tuckered out. Now, little boy, you know Mommy's magic. You know I can control others. But I have another surprise for you. I can also shapeshift myself and anyone else. You wanna see? Well, what a coincidence. Because Mommy wants to show you. Look at my lips. Watch them grow bigger and bigger and bigger. Yeah, see how red they are? That's because I've magicked them to naturally secrete lipstick. Why? Because I'm gonna cover you in it. Mm-hmm. Stop squirming. I'm gonna make one of my hands very big so I can hold you down. There we go. I'm gonna play with your nipples. And I'm gonna pick you up. Position you just right. And make you fuck me. Let's have your little cock inside mommy's pussy. Oh, there we go, baby. I'm gonna kiss you all over. My lips aren't the only thing I can make bigger. There are all sorts of different things I can do to a human body. For example, a longer tongue. You like that little boy? That's so huge, isn't it? Where should I go first? I think down your throat. Come here. Kiss mommy. Oh, I'm gasping for breath. You don't like when mommy tongue fucks your throat? Too bad. Now bend over, baby. I'm gonna tongue fuck your little asshole the same way. I'll spread your cheeks with my big hands and just... Mommy's found it, your little cum button. Let me lick it harder. Oh, you came so fast for mommy's long, long tongue. And you taste so good on the inside. Good boy.
Hey, little brother. I have a surprise. I got some magic lipstick from Mom. It never runs out. And if you put it on just one time, you can leave unlimited kissy marks. Oh, and also, it gives the wearer complete control over the body of anyone they leave marks on. Let's start with your nipples. Go down to your little cock. You know, your cock and balls are so pathetically small. I can fit them both in my mouth at once.
no, no. Nothing's wrong. Mommy just told me how much you liked it when her tongue was long, so she did the same thing for me. Look. Oh, you look scared. If I lick up and down your stomach, I'll bet you like what I have in mind. I'm gonna coil my tongue around your cock. Do you wanna see what else I can do, little bro? I'm gonna suck your cock and balls back into my mouth and stick my tongue underneath and massage your taint and your butthole. She told me it would make you come fast, but I didn't think it would be that fast. What a good boy. Oh, little brother. I'm still wearing that lipstick from earlier. My tongue is still really long, but this time Mom said she wanted to watch. Is that okay? Oh, too late. Remember, once I kiss you with this lipstick, you're mine to control. Now let me see that little cock. I'm gonna wrap my giant tongue around it. If you come in your sister's mouth, I'm going to use the magical control over your bodily functions to make it an unnatural amount. And then she's gonna feed it to you with a passionate French kiss, little boy. Now kiss big sister like you mean it. Good boy.
Good boy.
Now, little boy, I'm going to show you what shape-shifting really looks like. First, I need a few more arms. Oh, it feels good to grow them. Now look at my hands. That's right.
There are mouths on each of my palms. And they can all talk to you.
We can all talk to you.
I'm gonna put my hands on either side of your cock and slide them up and down, giving you a double blowjob while I kiss you all over your face. I'm gonna put my mouths on both your nipples. And lick you on the sides of your body and in your armpits. I'm gonna put a hand over your mouth so I can make out with you while I dirty talk right in your ear. And now, Mommy is gonna turn your cock into a pussy and give you tiny little perky titties so I can make you come with my mouth and my hands, fingering you, fondling your tits, and eating you out. I'm gonna start with fingering you while I kiss your tits. You know what I think you need? You need some milk in these titties. So good. I'm gonna eat your new pussy while I drink your milk. What if I did this every morning so I could have fresh milk for breakfast? And pussy juice to wash it down. I think I want your little cock back. I found myself missing it more than I thought.
You know what? Mommy can't decide. Maybe I like the taste of your little pussy better. That is sweet, but I want you to finish in my mouth. So, back you go to boy mode. Come for mommy. That's right. Mommy loves you. That's right. Do it for mommy. Come for mommy. Do it, little boy. Come in mommy's mouth. Come for me. Do it. Mommy wants you to. Come for me. Come for mommy. Good boy. Mommy's good boy. My good boy. Good boy.
Oh, little brother. I have some really bad news. Mommy and I got in a fight, and, well, I lost. But it's okay. Look what she did to me. She turned me into a ditzy bimbo femboy. Basically, all I want to do now is make you come over and over and over again. Milk you for all that you've got. I'm already so excited. Will you give me your cum, little brother? I think that my new purpose is just to torment and humiliate and milk you. Even though I lost, I feel like we're finally free. Kiss me. I want to celebrate. More tongue. Sit down in that chair. I'm gonna straddle you. You didn't know that the chair has restraints. Now you can't move your arms or legs. Oh, mommy knew you would fall for it. I guess she turned me into such a good little actress. You look confused. Here, let me explain. When I went to confront her, mommy made me really see things her way. We had a really good heart-to-heart, or should I say mouth-to-mouth, body-to-body? I called myself a femboy earlier. You know why? Look, she gave me a little present. You wanna see? I don't even have to get off of you to show you. I'll let you feel it first and try to guess what it is. Just put your hand down my panties. Pull it out for me. Uh-huh. You feel it? Oh, you feel my new little dick rubbing against yours? Oh, judging by that look on your face, you know exactly what that is. Mommy gave me a new cock just like yours. Oh, she, like, used her magic to make it extra fucking slippery. Your cock is trapped between my panties and my little dick. Do you like that, little bro? Do you like having another boy on top of you? Do you like kissing boys? You don't? Sure about that. I mean, your adorable little penis is getting awfully hard, rubbing up against mine. Okay, here's what we're gonna do. You gotta prove you don't like boys. Kiss me. Kiss your femboy sister. And if you don't come from the sensation of my cock on yours and my lips on yours, well, I'll still have my way with you, but then I'll believe you that you don't like it. Little brother. We're gonna have so much fun. What if we go camping? We can squeeze into a sleeping bag that's too small for two people. Good thing I'm all slippery now. Can cover each other in lube, and it'll be a perfect way for our little cocks to get to know each other. Sliding against each other's bodies. It'll be like a sleepover. You can just pretend I'm one of your friends who secretly has a crush on you and finally gets the chance to kiss you and fondle you and rub their cock all over yours. Keep letting him kiss you if you like kissing boys. We can also take a bath together, using only our cocks to scrub the filth off of each other's bodies. I can thrust my cock in between your thighs from behind, so it rubs up against your taint and the underside of your cock, while I reach around and jerk you off. Or I can suck on your nipples and drink the magic milk mommy put inside them. You don't have to have titties. Any nipple I suck on now will give me delicious milk. Mommy gave me so many new presents and gifts. And magical abilities. Okay. I'm tired of grinding with you into this silly chair. Let me release you. Get on the bed. I have been getting fucked all day by mommy's boyfriends, my new daddies. I also got a new pouch from mommy to hold all of their cum. I'm gonna tie you face down on the bed and tell you another secret. We're getting so close. Just like how I got close with mommy's boyfriends earlier today. They're my new daddies. I have a big pouch full of their cum.
Now that I've got you tied face down, I'm gonna slide it underneath you and stick your dick in it. Don't struggle. I'm gonna get on top of you and fuck your ass while your dick slides in and out of the cum pouch. That's right. Here we go. Oh, your asshole feels so good, little brother. Oh. Whenever you try to buck your cock out of the cum pouch, your butthole slides down the length of my cock. Fuck. Mommy made me so sensitive. I already want to come, little brother. I want to come in your tight asshole. Oh my god, you beat me to it? You're already coming into the pouch. Your cum is mixing with all of the daddy cum. That's so hot. Now it's my turn. I'm gonna fuck you hard. And I'm gonna come too. Come again, little brother. Come with me. Oh, come into the big pouch of daddy cum. Take it all, little brother. And come with me. That was fun. I have an idea. Now that you know all about our magic, I can show you Mommy's pets. She traveled all around the world, picking up exotic and magical creatures. You want to see my favorite? You can hear it, can't you? Even though you have no idea what's gonna happen, you're scared. And I'll put this blindfold on you before I untie you. Keeping your hands behind your back, I need you to scoot close to the edge of the bed. Let me just pull this trough out from under the bed. Do you hear that? All the wriggling and squirming? Oh my gosh. Do you want to know what it is? They're worms. Hundreds of disgusting, slimy worms. They're all different sizes, too. Some are itty-bitty, like the size of your little cock. And some are the size of my forearm. And squirm and slide their way into incredibly small places. And do you know what they eat? What they crave more than anything else? Cum. They eat cum. Bend over. I have a funnel. We're gonna get all of the cum from the pouch into your butthole. Oh, there's so much of it. Okay. I think that's all. And here we go. Oh, you look so scared. You can't move your hands. I'm gonna get down in the trough with you and straddle you. They're swarming all over my body, forcing my cock against yours.
Oh, they know we're both full of cum and ready to burst. Mm-hmm. Oh, it feels so good. Oh, sensation is so intense. No wonder mommy loves these little wormies. Mm. Oh, do you feel them? Worms are sliding and certain nipples and sucking on them. Oh, they're so well trained. Mommy's so smart. Oh, do you feel the little ones? Oh, they're wiggling their way inside the shafts for cocks. Oh, I'm sliding them out. They're trying to get to it. Oh, it's so weird. Don't clench. Don't do it. Oh, there you go. You're coming already. I'm gonna help the worms. I don't want to miss out on anything, so I'm gonna fuck your little butt again. Oh, I can feel the worms inside me, around me, all in your butthole. Oh, I'm gonna feed them more cum. I want some cum too. Worms are being greedy. Come here. Are you and your little brother enjoying playing with my pet? I just got back from a big fuck session with several of my devoted lovers, your new daddies, and my pussy is just filled with cum. I think it's time to feed my pets. Eat my pussy, baby. You and the worm. I'm gonna get in the tub with you two. My worm pets are so eager. They're already sliding in my pussy and my butthole. I'm gonna kiss the both of you. Mm.
You know what I think you should do, my new little bimbo? Take one of my worms, a bigger one, and stretch out its mouth, and fuck it like a cock sleeve, like a live fleshlight, while I finger your butthole. Mm-hmm, there you go. Oh, my new femboy daughter is such a depraved slut. Feed mommy's worms. Feed mommy's worms your cum while I finger your butt. Oh, fuck its mouth full of cum. There you go, baby. Oh, good girl. Oh. You're too easy nowadays. I like you like that. Now, little boy, I think you need to be turned back into a girl with perky little titties and a cute little pussy. I wish you could see yourself. Right now, you look just like your sister did before I turned her into a femboy. And now, I want you to fuck each other. That's right. Your sister and you. Up against the wall of the tub, worms all over you, sliding in and out of every hole, while she slides into yours. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's so good, my babies. My feminized son. My femboy daughter, and all of my little worms. Oh, fuck him harder, little girl. That's right. I gave you that cock for a reason. You better use it and use it right. Come for each other. And come for my worms. Mommy's gonna touch herself. And we can all come together. More worms. Everywhere. Oh, everywhere. Oh, mommy's so close, but how about you, my babies? Oh, I know you want it. Oh, let's go together. Oh, come for mommy. But I didn't say you could stop fucking each other. We're going to be doing this over and over again for a very, very long time.